Hey, today I have a great episode of Hey Tammy for you. This question is one that I believe we've all had at one time or another. It's what if it doesn't work or what if I can't? So let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today is another Hey Tammy, and I have for you a question that I got from Becky. And the simple, and I don't have a last name, I don't know any more than just what she asked in the form. It says, "What if I can't change?" And I thought this was such a vulnerable and honest question that I thought that it needed an answer. I thought it needed, it needed to be spoken. And I just want to first tell Becky, thank you for bringing that question, because I know that it is one that I think we've all had. What if this doesn't work? What if this doesn't work for me? What if I don't have what it takes? What if I can't make a lasting change? What if I just can't? I don't know anyone who hasn't had that question before. I don't know anyone who can get up and do things they've never done before and get the results that they were hoping for and more, and just move on to the next thing. We as humans, we have limitations. We have those fears, and know that our God is bigger. And I want to ask the question of, what if you can and you haven't given it to yourself yet? What if it's possible to change? What if you haven't discovered what that change needs to be yet? What if the change that you want is really not doing something but being who you're called to be? What if it's not adding more to your to-do list, but removing things that no longer serve your priorities or your values? What if you can and you just haven't yet? What is something that you've done that you succeeded in that you haven't done before? When I started my podcast, I was terrified. It took me really months to actually do it. And I, my first episode, if you go listen to it, like, you can tell it was my first episode. And it actually wasn't my first episode. I had about 5 or 6 episodes that I deleted immediately because I didn't think I could do it, because I was nervous. What would people think? What would people do? What if I let myself down again? And so, Becky, I want to empower you to take some time to think about all the things that you didn't know how to do before. If you're a mom, did you know how to raise a toddler before you had a toddler? Did you know how you were going to labor before? Because even with both my kids, it was a very different experience. Getting your first job. Did you know, was it a guaranteed job before you walked in there for the interview? What's something did you have you changed in a way that you intentionally changed before? I know I've changed my hair. I didn't know how it would look. I went, when I got out of the Air Force, I went red. And for, you know, it took too much maintenance to keep up, and red wasn't really my look. But I did it because I wanted a change, because I didn't know, and I needed something physical to help me change, to help me have the confidence internally. And so that's what I want to ask you to do, is to think about the things in your life that you have made a change. Don't worry about the things that you tried and came back. Those are stories. There's very scientific, logical, like, reasons why we make these changes, and then we revert back to our old patterns, and it's for safety. How much longer do you want to wait before you change? How long have you wanted this change? And what becomes possible when you do change? So the question, the honest and real question of, what if I can't change? And I just want to turn that around. What if you can, with the right tools, with the right support, with the right mindset, with removing old stories? What if you can this time? Because this time you have a unique position. You have an insight that you've never had before. So what if? So I encourage you, and Becky, reach out to me again. I would love to chat about what it takes to change and what it really means, because a lot of times I don't even think I think the word change kind of stops us and makes it seem so hard, but we can make small adjustments that lead to big things. And so I would encourage you to reach out, and all of you, if this is something, if you have those thoughts of, what if I can't, or what will it work for me, or the thought of, if she could do it, why couldn't I? And yet then those fears flood in, because you're not worthy, because you don't know what to do, because those becauses are not really those answers that you're looking for. So I would love to get on a call with you. In the show notes on my website, you can easily book a free personalized next step call. Let's just see what's possible, what your next step is, and how I can support you with it. The first step to change is recognizing that it's important to us, that we really want it. And there's ways, and I'm telling you, it actually is easier than you think. So with that, I am going to close this, because, hey, I want to keep it short, and I'm getting better at that. But I want to encourage you to join our Facebook group. Let's talk about what it means to change and what it could look like. Divine Destiny. And again, also in the show notes. And I think that it's facebook.com Divine Destiny to Joy, I think is what it is. But go to the show notes. It's easy. Just click. It's for women only. And I want to support you in this. I know how hard it is. I was listening to a song this morning, and it talks about, with anything, all we need is Jesus. We're enough. I wish that I was driving, so I did not write down the title of the song, but it's one of those that is like, I needed to hear this today. I needed to hear that no matter what, the outcome is God's. I just get to do the action. I just get to take one step, and he will place my foot down where it needs to go. And that's the same for you as well. So get on a call with me, join our Facebook group. Let's chat about what it truly means to change, and how it actually can be easy. And making small adjustments can actually improve our mental health. It can improve our parenting, our relationships. It can help us to have the life of joy that we all desire. So with that, friend, I hope you choose joy until joy chooses you, and I'll see you next week. Bye.